Hello, hello. You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell, joined by
Scott Feingold here representing the Illinois Times, and we are doing what we do, which is letting you know what's happening in the fun arts and culture scene every week. And this week we are coming to you semi-live from the Dumb Records location over in Southtown here in Springfield. And we're joined by Brian Galecki.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Brian. First of all, we need to acknowledge the beautiful background music right now.
Right. What do we have playing?
That's Men at Work. It sounds like
I think it's some sort of compilation record we're listening
it's
to right now.
It's Billy Joel a minute ago.
Yeah.
Men at Work.
Down Under, Men at Work.
Men at Work.
Great tune.
Every Breath You Take starting by the Police.
Nice.
Lovely. All sorts of eclectic stuff here at the shop. But for those who don't know who you are yet, Brian, introduce yourself for us.
Hello. I'm Brian Galecki, owner of Dumb Records and co-owner of The Black Sheep, which is right next door to where we're at.
Can you describe the visuals a little bit of the Dumb Record store that we are sitting inside of right now?
We got plenty of records on the wall, shirts. The wall is covered in different paintings that was actually put in there from, it was an art space before us, and we left them up because we feel like it fits the vibe, I guess. We got our local section over there, some local records. Behind us we have the Dumb Records banner. Right outside we have a giant green elephant too.
Yeah, the giant elephant made its parade debut. Was that its debut?
To the people of Springfield, yeah, I would say so.
At least representing Dumb.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Has a storied backstory, which you'll have to come in to ask to get that story. But it was covered in lights, which it is now. It's beautiful.
Cool. Christmas elephant of mm-hmm. Dumb Records.
And so you helped organize an event that's coming up this weekend.
This Sunday, yep.
And just go ahead and tell us what it is.
We're calling this event Resilience. It's pretty loose, I guess. I want to say it's in response to the election. Of course, after the election, many of us would say are disappointed, you know, a lot of feelings going around from all different sides of the spectrum, I guess you could say. And it just didn't feel right for us to not do anything in response to that. It just, the days after the election, I didn't want to post anything from the Black Sheep site. Nothing really felt right. We ended up making a statement basically to kind of reiterate what we are as a space, and that we're a space that's open to anybody. And
go ahead, just to expound on that a little bit for the, again, people might not know exactly what Black Sheep's all about, but for a lot of people it's more of a community than just a venue or mm-hmm. just a few shops that are all in the same area.
Right.
So can you talk about that?
So we are an all ages space in Springfield and pretty much the only one of its kind, and have been going for 11 years now. And we've never really taken too much part in political type events or anything like that. Mainly we want to just make sure the focus is music and making sure that we're able to give everyone the opportunity to play music and be heard and have an audience, that type of thing. And that in and of itself I've always felt is a political statement, especially with us being in Springfield, and if we didn't exist then nothing like it might as well be here, you know. We're home to a lot of youth that consider themselves the Black Sheep, or they don't fit in anywhere else, or that type of thing. I guess with the election results and everything brings up a lot of people who don't fit in and are looking to connect with each other and other groups and stuff like that. And that's kind of what we want this event to be.
So what's going to be happening at the event?
So we have a few hour blocks. We're going to have a block of hip hop and a block of poetry. And the focus is going to be pretty loose. We're not saying that this is a protest against Donald Trump necessarily. This is more to bring these different communities that might be negatively affected by the election together to all come together as a community, I guess, and voice their opinions. You know, we've always talked about bridging the gap between punk shows and hip-hop shows and the poetry community in different forms. And with the election results in and a lot of common feelings going around, I feel like this is pretty much the perfect event for us to do that.
And then, so just to reiterate, obviously it's an event that's going to be using various forms of art to talk about these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people who will be coming is someone I covered when he gave his talk. What was his talk again? From
Stephen Holdsworth?
Yeah.
His talk was protests and punk shows. I believe that was the title of it. And it was really interesting. He kind of, Stephen Holdsworth is like an activist in St. Louis, and he's an older gentleman, I guess, especially when you look at him like going to punk shows and that type of thing. And he didn't really get into doing that until pretty recently. And it's interesting to hear his, how he got into it, basically, like in his perspective on punk shows from an activist's standpoint, you know?
Yeah, longtime AIDS activist.
Yes.
In particular. But so he'll be here?
Yes.
And so we thought that might be a good time to revisit a piece I put together based on his presentation that happened here at Black Sheep Cafe. So here's that.
Stephen Holdsworth is the type of person you might see in a crowded room and instantly exchange smiles with. He has a pleasant demeanor and is good at making small talk while he sits on the venue's small stage, waiting to perform his one-man show. It's a collection of stories. Some he tells off the cuff, a few he reads, and one he screams.
Imagine, if you will, the house you live in is on fire. Literally on fire. You look around and you see everyone you love, or many people that you love, living in this house that's on fire. You want to scream. You want to get everybody to help put you out, put out this fire. People all around you don't even know the house is on fire. And so you have to somehow navigate the world. And you have to go to work because you still have to make money and survive. And your coworker wants to ask you about this new movie. Did you see the new movie? This is so good. And you want to say, the house is on fire. And you're going about your day and there's, you know, stars and Beyonce has a new song and somebody is doing something else. And you just want to say, the house is on fire. And you're trying to move through the world and navigate the fact that your friends are dying. Because the house is burning down, that people are in pain, and all these people want to talk to you about everything else except the fact that the house is on fire, and you just are screaming inside your head, the house is on fire!
All right, so that was Stephen Holdsworth. He performed within the last year or so at the Black Sheep in Springfield. We're sitting, can we say the Black Sheep campus?
Yeah, we are on the Black Sheep, or the Southtown campus.
There you go. We're in Dumb Records with Brian Galecki.
So, Brian, what else is going on over here with Project Southtown and Black Sheep in general?
So, big thing that just happened, we just recently announced, is a new plan to relaunch the studio that Brandon Carnes had going up until, I think it was April, that he moved away to Pittsburgh. BJ Pierce, Mario Canamilla, and also Kyle Noonan are looking to reboot the studio, and they're going to call it Southtown Sound. They just launched a new Kickstarter campaign to reboot that. They're going to put in all new flooring, completely soundproof the building, and just make it more of a professional studio than it was as even before. And the rest of the Project Southtown funds is going to that project, and that's going to be going on from now until early January. And that's kind of been an ongoing thing with the Project Southtown. There's been a lot of gardening going on, I guess, with George, and there's been little projects here and there, but it's good to see the remainder of the funds is going to a new big project.
Right, like a business, basically.
Exactly, yeah. And I think it's going to add something pretty big to our whole neighborhood. We also have plenty of other things going on. Friday we have our first $1 show, something we're trying out. There's going to be 5 local bands, and the show is just $1. So this upcoming Saturday we have a show inside Dumb Records, another live band show. We have Ragnar Rye, who just performed on the studio show, actually. We have Doc Otis from St. Louis. We have the Ramble Rouser Thing Band, also from St. Louis. And then another acoustic performer from here in Springfield whose name slips my head right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, so always a lot of excitement. 3 big shows coming up in Southtown.
Yep.
Those
start at 7 p.m. too. Resilience actually kicks off at 6 o'clock.
Right.
So, and that'll likely go until 10 o'clock at night.
It's going to be a big one.
Yay! Now it's time for Culture Corner.
Right, where we explore things that are of interest culturally, as we do every time. So hence the name. Our culture that we're going to be exploring today is coming out of Dumb Records itself, where we are currently hanging and recording. So let's just take a little stroll around here.
More recent stuff, I guess, that comes to mind. We're over in the news section here. We picked up a lot of releases from Hearship Records out of Champaign. Stuff that comes to mind, Grandkids is a band from Champaign. They were actually big when I went to school there maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, and they're still putting out new music, so that's good to see. Stop the content. Contents of my heart back into me. Also, the band Withershins, which recently disbanded, but they have a few albums in here on vinyl. God did twist it. Looking over more at our local section, we have on the wall, Our Lady put out a new record pretty recently too. That was their final one. Their album's called Lure. We also have Cowabunga Kid right above them. That's another Champaign punk group. They put out their first debut LP called Wasting My Time earlier this summer, I want to say. And then also looking at that local wall, we have another Champaign band, Single Player. And Nectar, two Champaign bands that put out a split 7-inch. Yeah, we got plenty of the local vinyl.
That was your whirlwind tour of some of the many, many offerings here at Dumb Records, looking at the Illinois bands, especially Champaign and Springfield.
Yeah, we got our Christmas section now up too. If you're looking for some dollar Christmas records, I got it labeled as Christmas Miracles for a dollar there.
That's very, I might have to pick up some of those before I go. Well, thanks for having us here at Dumb Records, Brian. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
You're listening to The Scene. So, we just got an awesome tour of Dumb Records / listened to some of the music that they have on offer.
Right.
To offer.
Sure.
And so now we're doing things a little differently this week, sitting down here again.
Just still hanging out in the record store listening to the best of the 80s.
Yep. But we wanted to go ahead and run through a few events that weren't mentioned, also coming up in the near future. Let's do it.
Sure. Friend of the show, David Brodsky, the great photographer from Kiev, now in Springfield for several decades, has a new show of photographs on display over at the Sangamo Club. It's open to the public. You just get to go in. It's kind of in the hallway there. His new stuff is innovative. It's different than his last stuff. Not so much street photography, more composed photos. But as anybody who's seen David's photographs knows, always very beautiful, always very thought-provoking, and nice to see. Just really, really good, interesting stuff. So if you have a chance and you're driving by the Sangamo Club, just pop your head in and see an awesome little photography exhibition by one of Springfield's most talented photographers.
exhibition is called Moodscapes, mm-hmm. and it will be there from December 1st through January 13th,
right.
like you said.
Kind of a unique event happening at the Pharmacy Fashion Bash. I think it's the first time they've done a fashion show there. Mm-hmm. They say it's to showcase the creative wearable. There's going to be a runway presentation Friday at 7, sound by electronic musician Timothy Russell. And hair and makeup is donated by the Willow and Birch creative team. So check it out. There's also an open house on Saturday night featuring the gallery and pieces for 100 that are for sale for $100 or less for your Christmas shopping pleasure. So check out the Pharmacy Friday and Saturday for your fashion. And at the Art Theater in Champaign, there's a movie playing that's getting a certain amount of acclaim. It's called Loving. It's based on Loving versus Virginia, the landmark case where a couple that was interracial was actually arrested for being married in Virginia, even though it was legal nationally. It was against the law in the state of Virginia, and so they went to court and created a precedent that made it so that kind of hassle isn't going to happen anymore. So it goes through that that event and the tribulations of that. Very interesting sort of probably unfortunately maybe a little timely for the way things are going right now, where we can maybe try to take a step back and maybe appreciate our civil liberties that we have.
Okay, and so moving on, so that's Champaign.
Right, and then over in Bloomington, there's a hip-hop show happening at the Castle Theater on Monday. Little Yachty, who's a relatively new artist, Yachty is spelled like yacht, the boat. I think he started as a model for Kanye's clothing line, but yeah, he's got a couple of mixtapes out, and he'll be performing there, so if that's your thing, yeah, right, that doesn't happen every day, Little Yachty over in Bloomington.
And then back in Springfield, on Tuesday, there's going to be a forum being put on by the Greater Springfield Interfaith Association. This one is being presented for people who want to stand up to messages of hate, especially those that have been spread online by neo-Nazis, white supremacists, international terrorists. The lecture, the talk, is called Protecting Ourselves from the Lore of Online Violent Hate Ideologies. And it will be held from 7 to 8 p.m. December 6th, which is this coming Tuesday, in Brookings Auditorium at the University of Illinois Springfield, free and open to the public. And there will actually be an interview with Reverend Kevin Loughery on Illinois Edition on Monday. So keep your ears open for that and make it if you're interested.
And now for Song of the Week. One of the more fun bands from Springfield is calling it a day. There's not going to be any more Shark Week after this Sunday's performance at the Resilience Show. It's going to be their final show. Great fun band to see. So if you haven't had a chance or if you want to see them one more time, check out Shark Week Sunday. Here's one of their songs. This is Sharks in Town by Shark Week, RIP.
And this is Rachel Otwell and Scott Fangold for The Scene, signing out of Dumb Records in Springfield, Illinois.